This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. We've been reporting for months on how preparations are going in southern Illinois and on the SIU Carbondale campus for the total solar eclipse. But plans are going on elsewhere in the region as well. If you're going to be in the Cape Girardeau area on Monday, August 21st, there is a full day of activity scheduled on the campus of Southeast Missouri State University. Debbie Bilo is Vice President for Enrollment Management and Student Success and chairs the school's 30-member Eclipse Committee.
We meet about once a month. There's a lot of work that's happening outside of those committee meetings. We haven't broke ourselves into formal sort of subcommittees necessarily, but there are lots of what I would call co-chairs who are running a variety of events.
Bilo says there will be a science focus for the activities on campus.
Shooting stars and balloon darts and splashdown and moon pie eating contests, some really fun things that are happening along Normal Avenue. It'll be sort of a street fair venue. And Normal Avenue, for those who may not know our campus, Normal Avenue is the street that runs right in front of Academic Hall. And it really is the entrance then if you're walking to go on over to Hauck Field to enjoy things. So we sort of see a natural progression of students moving from the academic buildings to Normal to participate in the street fair and then walking into Hauck Stadium, and viewing together with everyone else.
She says the College of Education will release a balloon around noon in coordination with NASA's Johnson Space Center and is part of the university's educational offering surrounding the eclipse.
We were fortunate to develop that partnership because we have an alum, Casey Hines, who works with the Space Center in Houston. So we're delighted that she's going to be joining us on that day. All of our College of Education students are involved in one way or another in the activities that day. In addition to the university hosting students, the College of Education this summer is doing educational workshops for educators to maximize the solar eclipse viewing opportunity within their schools. And then they've made available to, I think, several hundred school students the opportunity to come and view with us. As I understand it, the students are going to be able to track that weather balloon on their mobile phone and see second by second where that is and experience the data that's being collected.
Unlike SIU Carbondale, Southeast Missouri State will hold classes on Eclipse Day, but Bilo says there'll be a break so students can view this rare occurrence.
Classes will not be held from noon to 2 here at the university. So when that 11 a.m. class ends at 11:50, we will have volunteers at all of our academic buildings standing outside handing out eclipse glasses. So as you leave class at 11:50, the eclipse will actually begin at 11:52. Safety is a huge priority for us, so we have an extensive safety plan in place. That plan will, it's actually already started. We've invited several local schools to bring students here to view the eclipse who are outside the range. So a number of schools south of Cape Girardeau will be here with us that day. We've sent information to them related to the importance of safety in viewing the eclipse. Then we have some social media that will start the weekend that we open and a number of things that day.
August 21st is the first day of classes in Cape Girardeau. Bilo says the university sees this as a great opportunity to better the students' experience, but there are plenty of things to take into account.
There are already so many students walking on campus that day. There's so many welcome tents set up, and so we're just scaling all of that up. What we are concerned about is hydration, viewing safety, parking, transportation. So we're thinking about things like a health and safety center. We're making sure that all of our volunteers are fed and all the school children who are coming. And then, of course, all of those students who are using their meal plan really for the very first time. So we're working very closely with Chartwell's, with our campus health clinic, just a number of individuals.
She says Southeast Missouri State University is also excited to have best-selling author and world-renowned theoretical physicist Michio Kaku on campus for the eclipse.
And we're thrilled that he plans to be here with us that day. So he'll be at Hauck Stadium for the actual eclipse events, just viewing along with the general community of our campus who will be here experiencing the event.
Then that night, Kaku will speak at the Show Me Center.
He will be giving a talk on the next 20 years, how science will revolutionize business, the economy, medicine, and our way of life. So throughout the day, I think we're going to experience something that's truly spectacular in the sky, and he's going to help bring that home that evening with, I think, an entertaining message related to science.
Kaku's presentation will start at 7:30 p.m. on August 21st. Tickets go on sale July 1st at showmecenter.biz or the box office. And Bilo says if you're not going to be on campus that day, you're not going to be left out.
We do have representatives from both the city and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And they are planning a viewing party just north, or the northernmost part of the campus, the northernmost part of the city. We have a new sportsplex in town, just located right there on Interstate 55, so it's going to be easy to get to.
For more information on the Eclipse activities involving Southeast Missouri State University, go online to eclipse.cmo.edu. I'm Brad Palmer.